The following audio is from Life Connection Church. We exist to glorify God through transformed lives by the power of the gospel. For more information about Life Connection Church, visit www.lifeconnectionkc.org.
To the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, losing the pangs of death because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence.
Well, good morning. My name's Jason. I am one of the pastors at Life Connection. Really grateful that you're with us on this very unique Sunday. We're just very grateful to have you with us. We want to look to God's Word to find help and comfort in this time. We are in desperate need of, as people, to experience a comfort that can only come from Him. As you know, yesterday it was announced that a stay-at-home order will be put into effect this coming Tuesday. And it seems like we are just in a constant sort of change, like from one hour to the next. I mean, there's going to be a press conference later this afternoon to talk about the stay-at-home order, and we are going to receive more information, more news, and it seems like just moment to moment, hour to hour, we are receiving all kinds of different information that changes our lives in the immediate. And sometimes, if you're like me, you see some bit of news and you're encouraged. You see some helpful signs, some hopeful signs, and you find yourself encouraged. But then you go to a different news source, and you click that link, and now you're ready to start separating two-ply paper and preparing for doomsday. That is just the place that we find ourselves in at this time. And so the question becomes, like, where can we find a stabilizing force in our lives during a time like this? Like, when our whole world is seemingly quarantined to our homes, when there is fear and anxious worry that is within each and every one of us, like, where do we turn? Who do we go to find a stabilizing force that can bring hope and help in a time like this? Well, this is why we want to look to the words of Jesus. We want to experience the stabilizing force that He is, that He can be this rock in our lives in this kind of need. And that if we love Jesus, if you call Jesus your Lord and Savior, then what you can know is that you can be that kind of stabilizing force for people even this week. That you can provide help and hope for people who are in need just like you and me. And you can do that because if you're in Jesus, then Christ is in you. And if Christ is in you, then the power of the Spirit of God is coursing through your veins, preparing you for just a time as this. What we can understand from looking to Jesus is what it could look like for us to be this kind of hospitable presence in the lives of people this week. And so we're going to continue to eavesdrop on a conversation that Jesus had with some religious leaders in his day. So we might be able to understand what it looks like for us to find help and hope in a time just like this, that we could find how we can be a hospitable presence in unstable times for people all around us. And so to do that, we're going to jump into this passage in Luke chapter 14. And we want to begin by recognizing that a hospitable presence is rooted in humility. We see this as we look again at verse 8. When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, Do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this person, and then you'll begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you're invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when the host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts in himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Up to this point, Jesus has entered into this dinner party with these religious leaders, and they have brought him in, no doubt, to try to trap him, to try to kind of subvert his movement. And he, though, as he looks at the dinner party, begins to discern the hearts of those who are present. And what he sees is that there is within them this desire for a pride of place. And I think we can all identify with that because we aren't unlike them in many ways, are we? We all are looking for the approval of others. We're all looking for someone to notice and to want us. We know what it looks like to seek the approval of others, the praise of others. I mean, we're people who experience that same desire within us. And so we see this and we can recognize it in ourselves. We can understand. And yet what we need to understand about ourselves, when we're seeking the approval of others, when we're seeking the praise of others, the notice of others, it will be extremely difficult for us to be a hospitable presence. See, hospitality is all about others. The approval and the seeking of notice is all about us. And when we're all about us, it's extremely difficult for us to care for others well. It's hard for us to be a hospitable presence where we're seeking to care for the needs of others around us. We're seeking to draw people out in concern for them. We're seeking to extend grace and kindness to others. It's really difficult for us to do that when we're seeking the notice, recognition, and applause of others. And so in this, what we find is when we seek the approval of others, the notice and recognition, we have a growing overinflated sense of self. Now we begin to think too much of ourselves. And so we put ourselves at the center, we put ourselves at the pride of place in our world. And when we do that, we're unable to live as a hospitable presence. You see, because that kind of hospitable presence grows out of the soil of humility. The approval of others is a way of living for ourselves. Like when we're seeking others' notice and approval and recognition, acceptance, when we're doing that, we're really just finding a unique way to live for ourselves, to place ourselves at the center. We're looking to others to fill us up in some kind of way. And so then, how's it possible not to become puffed up, not to have an overinflated sense of self? And yet, this way of life creates an instability. There's an instability in approval seeking. I mean, we see it in Jesus' own words. He's like, one time you might take the seat of honor and you're accepted and you're welcomed, and yet then the next week you're asked to move down. Like, the approval of others is unstable. It ebbs and flows. It's fickle even at times. You don't know also what to expect from me. Like, if I'm living out of the approval of others, if I'm seeking to find the approval, recognition, and status from others, then you really don't know what to expect from me. Because you don't know what kinds of ways I'm going to need you to stroke my ego, to fill me up. And so, seeking the approval of others, that's an extremely unstable way to live. Their approval, their acceptance ebbs and flows. And when others are seeking the approval of you, it's difficult to know what to expect from them. It's an extremely unstable way to live. So what we see in that then is there actually is no stability within my presence. And so the antidote for this kind of instability is God's stable grace. You see, instead of seeking the approval of others, what Jesus wants to point us to is to find our approval in God himself. God's approval isn't something that we have to earn, isn't something that we have to seek, isn't something that we have to strive for. Rather, his approval is given to us as a gift. It's a gift that's given to us by the grace of God in Christ. It comes because of Jesus, because of who Jesus is and what he has done, not because of who I am and what I bring to the table. And so therefore, the approval of God isn't something that I have to try to reach out and take. It's not something that I have to earn or I have to strive for. Rather, it's this gracious gift from God in Christ. And that by placing faith and trust in Jesus, I can receive as a gift his steady and sure approval. And when I rest in that steady and sure approval from God, I don't have to seek the approval of others. I mean, really what we're saying is we're invited to walk in the way of Jesus. Like, I couldn't help but think of what the Apostle Paul says about Jesus in Philippians chapter 2. That Jesus, though he was God in the flesh, didn't seek the recognition and status that was due him, but turned it all aside, humbling himself by becoming a human person, becoming a man, walking amongst us, and ultimately dying a death in our place. In Jesus, we see what it looks like to live in appropriate humility so that we might be able to become a hospitable presence for others. You see, when I don't need you for my sense of self, now I can live by serving and caring and extending grace. I can exhibit genuine love and care for you because I don't need anything from you. I have everything that I need from the Lord Jesus himself. You can be a hospitable presence in an unstable world and in unstable times. That hospitable presence, it's rooted in humility, the humility that's displayed in Jesus. But also, a hospitable presence is the way of the kingdom of God. Look again at verse 12. He said also to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return to be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." I mean, the question that needs to be asked as we think about living in the way of the kingdom of God is, who's on your guest list? I mean, he's turned his attention from the guest of this dinner to the host of the dinner, and he begins asking him questions. Jesus isn't rejecting normal hospitality. He's not telling us that you're not to care for your family, your friends, and your loved ones. That's not at all what he is trying to imply. I mean, just a few short chapters before this, we see Jesus at a gathering with his friends, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. And so what we know for certain is he's not saying that we should turn our back on ordinary hospitality to those in our lives that we care about. But instead, what he's trying to say is that our hospitality should have no limits. Like, we shouldn't be driven by what we can get from others. We shouldn't be driven by how we can secure their approval or how we can have a reciprocal sort of invite back from another person. Instead, we should have this sense that our hospitality has no limits because we are extending grace to others freely. What he's describing is that we're to live in this culture with a different kind of presence. Now, we're not to live looking out for our own, looking out for ourselves, but we're to be the kinds of people who are so secure in a relationship with Jesus, in our approval and acceptance in him and before him, that we can extend grace to those who are in most need. And the description that he gives of the kinds of people that we should extend hospitality to are those who are on the fringes, those who in his day were excluded from the religious community, who weren't allowed entrance into the temple, who weren't people who were rubbing shoulders with the religious leaders of Jesus' day. And so what he's trying to communicate to us is, as our hospitality is to have no limits, we should be looking for people to extend grace and love and kindness towards. And this is a different kind of presence, because remember, this is a presence that grows out of the soil of humility. Like, if we still are focused on ourselves and focused on ourselves in ways that we think we're superior, then what we'll do is we'll kind of pander to those who we think we can help. And so instead of coming to people in a sense of humility, extending grace, we'll think that we're doing them a favor. We're doing something for them that that is like laudable. Like, we're swooping in and we're becoming something for them. And yet the kind of presence that Jesus is describing is different. Now, we're not looking down on people. We're not looking at people as a project. But instead, we're opening wide the limits of our hospitality so we can extend grace humbly to those who are in great need. I mean, this is exactly what Jesus did for us, isn't it? Like, when we were on the periph, like when we were excluded from the family of God, when we were, in fact, as the scriptures say, God's enemy, at odds with him, Jesus came near. And he came near humbly, graciously, with mercy and kindness, and he welcomed us in. And now, walking in the way of the kingdom, we get to do just that for others. That we get to walk side by side with people to be a gracious, hospitable presence in their lives. A different kind of presence than maybe what they're experiencing right now. A kind of presence that can calm worry and fear and anxiety. A kind of presence that cares for their well-being. A kind of presence that's seeking their good. A kind of presence that in the midst of a quarantine is reaching out to care for and to address real, tangible, practical needs. What's it going to look like for you and for me to be that kind of hospitable presence this week? Like, I just anticipate, like, here on the front end of this stay-at-home order, that there's going to be a lot more anxious worry than usual. And people are fearful. I mean, even the government's frequently asked questions section is trying to address some of the fear that they anticipate people are going to experience. Like, do I need to hoard? Do I need to, you know, start tearing apart the two-ply? Like, what do I need to do to make it through this? And think of the way that you could have a different kind of presence in the life of another this week. Helping point them to the hope and grace and love and mercy and kindness of Jesus. So who's on your guest list? But living this kind of way is not just about the here and now. It's actually living as a foretaste of the coming kingdom. Like, that's what Jesus is trying to tell us. Like, he's inviting us to a different kind of presence, because if we'll live this way, we will be able to give someone a glimmer and a glimpse of the kingdom to come. Like, we're told in the Gospels that Jesus has come to bring the kingdom. And there's this real sense in which when you give your life over to Jesus, you enter into his kingdom. Like, wherever God's reign and rule is loved and accepted, there is his kingdom. And yet the kingdom of God, which is already here, is not fully yet present. And so the invitation then for the people of God, for the church of Christ, is to be this kingdom outpost in a world of desperate need. That the church, our way of life together, even in the midst of a quarantine world, our way of life together could display something of God's goodness to a world that's in desperate need. That we could display a different kind of life together. A life together that's marked by grace and kindness, care and concern for one another. a remembering that God is rescuing not just individuals for himself, but a people for his namesake. That we're to be the family of God. We're to be a royal priesthood. We're to be the kinds of people who are caring well for one another that we might display the love and goodness of Jesus. That we would display the goodness of God that's found in Christ. That we would show that in the kingdom, everyone's welcome. That by virtue of faith and trust in Christ, men and women are received with open arms by Jesus himself. And in this, Jesus wants to remind us that there is a blessing of this kind, or in this kind of hospitable presence. That there's a blessing to be received. We have to understand that this is contrasted with the reward that you could find when you seek the approval of others. That reward is short-lived. That reward ebbs and flows. That reward is fickle. Some days people accept you, and the next week you find that they've pushed you down to the end of the table. But in Jesus, living this kind of hospitable presence brings with it a blessing that we get to experience as we care for one another. As we meet practical needs, as we pray for one another, as we love one another, as we forgive one another, as we extend mercy to one another, as we live the way of the kingdom of God, there's great blessing to be found. And then to remember that there is an ultimate reward in the approval of God in the kingdom to come. That there will be a day that you will experience God's love and kindness unhinderedly. You can be a hospitable presence in an unstable time. So how do we do this? Like how can we be this kind of hospitable presence during this time? I think we have to start back at the beginning, and that is we need to rest in the grace of God. Like if we're going to display a different kind of presence in our world, then we're going to have to rest in the grace of God. We are living and walking in anxious, worried times. And if we're going to experience and we're going to display a different kind of presence with people, then we're going to have to rest in God's refuge. We're going to have to rest in the realities of who he is as our rock, as our shelter in a time of need. I mean, just this morning, every Sunday morning, I don't know why, there's this alert that pops up on my watch that tells me whether or not my device activity was greater or lesser than the week before. And what I discovered this morning is that my online presence, my device activity time was 33% higher than it was last week. Because I'm maybe like some of you experience, I found myself just wondering, like, what's going on now? Like, trying to find out what's happening, what's being said now about this pandemic, like, what's going to happen in our city? And I'm doing that, and I'm focused on that, and I get distracted in my thoughts by this kind of compulsive need to find the next news outlet to give me information. And if that is going to be the practice in my life in the days to come, it's going to be hard for me to live as a hospitable presence with others. Like if I'm going to have a different kind of presence about me, then I have to rest in what I know to be true about who God is. You have to rest in what you know to be true about who God is. His acceptance of you in Christ. His care and his comfort for you in Christ. The refuge that can be found in Christ, the security and safety that can be found in Christ. Like we need to, more than rushing to the next social media headline, we need to more often remind ourselves of the truths of who he is so that we might be a different kind of presence for our friends this week. We need to rest in God's grace so that we can cultivate humility in our lives, so that we might be able to extend God's grace to others. The reality is this, like the only way for us to escape the instability of approval seeking is to rest in the grace of God. Only when I drink deeply of God's grace am I able to extend God's grace to others. If I'm focused on myself, it's really difficult for me to be gracious and merciful and kind to others. And so we need to remember and rest in God's grace to us in Christ. But as we do that, then, we can be a hospitable presence in our conversations this week. Like, in your conversation, what is it going to look like for you to be hospitable? And what I mean by that is, how are you going to work to draw people out? How are you going to work to really care for people in your conversation? Like, we're in this place, like, there is no physical presence that's going to be afforded to us with our friends, with our church family, with our neighbors who are in need. And so what we have is the ability to do things with our words, to care for people in a real and tangible way in our conversations. And so what's it going to look like for you to take a step to really learn how to care by listening? Like, instead of finding unique and creative ways to turn the conversation to yourself, what's it going to look like for you to draw people out and to really care for them by listening? Learning how to listen to what's happening inside. Like, asking questions that's drawing people out as you hear those surface level statements about physical need, about worry and concern. Like, what are the questions you can ask to draw out the heart that you might care for people at the deepest place that they need? Like, what's it going to look like for you to reach out and connect with people in a time when you're not able to be physically present? Like, this would be a great opportunity to learn how to, maybe relearn how to use that telephone, that you can actually make a call on it. You could talk to somebody. You could care for them. You could listen. You could pray with them. You could use a video call of some sort. Take the opportunity to check in on people. Who's your list? Like, who are you going to call this week? Who are you going to check in on? How are you going to be a presence? Like, we are going to have lots of time available to us in the coming days. And instead of running to the next, like, the news cycle is endless. I mean, we once talked about a 24-hour news cycle, but now I think we have a 60-minute news cycle. And consuming one more article, one more blog post, I don't know if that's really going to help us all that much. But I do know this, that we can help one another if we would take a chance to check in, to care for people in real and tangible ways, and to do that in the midst of our conversations. Like, even your pastors are working to take the opportunity to try to meet with you during this time. And lots of that's going to happen via video calls and that sort of thing. And we are sending out communication. I've sent out emails to tons of people. And this is an opportunity for you to respond to those emails, to set up a time so that we can care for one another in our conversations. And so I'll just put it like this. There are lots of you with unread emails in your inbox from me. And I'm just inviting you to open that up so that we could connect, so we could care for one another, and as others are doing the same with you and for you, like, this is an opportunity to press in, that we might be able to be a hospitable presence in our conversations. And during this time, we need to be a hospitable presence in our care for one another. Like, again, there is coming a stay-at-home order. And if you want to care for people, if you want to care for the most vulnerable people in our city, then you need to follow that order. Like, you need to take this opportunity to see that following that stay-at-home order is a way to care for others. And so when we ask you not to take part in something, you need to know that we're trying to care for you. We want to keep our most vulnerable safe. We want to be generous in our conversations and our time with people in those kinds of ways, but we want to care for those who are most vulnerable by following the stay-at-home order. And then lastly, we have this opportunity, church, to be a hospitable presence in our city. Like, church, you were built for this time. God has given you his Spirit to prepare you for a time just like this. Being a hospitable presence is an essential activity. And sure, that's going to look different in the days to come, but it doesn't mean that we aren't supposed to be a hospitable presence for others. Christ is in you, and this is an opportunity to recapture the notion of the priesthood of the believer, to bring God's care to others in their time of need. That this is an opportunity for us as the church to be the church, to give our city a glimpse of the coming kingdom. That there will be a day when all things will be restored, when fear and anxiety and worry will be wiped away. And in this time, we have an opportunity to be a hospitable presence to point people to the one who can bring safety and security to our lives. You see, our world might be quarantined, but your friends need your hospitable presence. They need a different kind of presence. They need a calm presence, a safe presence, a gracious presence, a concerned presence. They need the kind of presence that's pointing away from myself to Jesus. They need to experience my presence as pointing to the hope that's found in Christ. You can be just that kind of hospitable presence in unstable times. Would you pray with me? Father, I am grateful for your love and your kindness to us in this time. God, we need your comfort that you promised to give us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We need to experience you as our rock, our shield, our refuge in a time of need. We need to know your love and your care and your mercy and your grace so that we might be able to be a hospitable presence to those in our lives. Help us look outside of ourselves this week. Help us to become the kinds of people who don't hoard but give generously. Who don't hoard our conversations for our immediate family and the inner monologue of worry, but to be generous in our conversations with others, taking the opportunity to care for others with our words. Help us to be that kind of presence in a world that feels so unstable. We pray this by Jesus' precious name. Amen.